What did ducks like to eat with soup?
I don't know what.
Quackers.
It's time for Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
Such a sweet, simple thing you ought to see. Sweet nectarine. Sweet nectarine. I'll put you in my hand, take you with me. Sweet nectarine. Sweet nectarine. Dancing at a picnic 2x2. I haven't got a thing we ought to do. But sit and share the day beneath the tree. Sweet nectarine. A sweet nectarine.
Close your fuzzy peachy cheek. Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
I'll take you with your pits, take mine with me. Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Meet you at the farmer's market or a cafe. All this silly song just means the same. This could be a fruitful harmony. Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
My sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine.
Sweet nectarine. Sweet nectarine.
This is an encore edition of the Children's Hour. That's Sweet Nectarine from Ben Tater and the Tater Tots, a Chicago-based band. Their brand new release is called Seconds. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. Welcome to the show to everyone out there in listener land. And hello to everyone with me on Zoom. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Airdrie.
Hi, it's Belle.
Hi, it's Corbett.
Hi, it's Melissa.
Hello, it's Isaac.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hello, it's Lily.
Well, you all, I am so excited about today's show because to make this show, it took all summer. The organization Environmental Education of New Mexico has summer programs that are outside for kids all over our huge rural state. And we're going to hear from kids who were in those summer programs about the benefits of learning outside. And they don't mean like learning outside at Girl Scouts on the weekends or at the park with your parents, although that's part of it. They mean in school, during school hours. And they're trying to make that part of the future of education. Then we'll hear from some kids from Valle Vista Elementary School, recorded back in 2016, who had outdoor education as part of their weekly schooling. They were bird watchers. They got out in the wild. Speaking of the wild, this is the Missoula Coyote Choir, right here on the Children's Hour. This show comes with a learning guide. Find it at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Every Kid Outside.
Principal is a chimpanzee. The teachers are turtles and tigers and storks. And some of my buddies have tongues that fork.
School of the wild, school of the wild. Everybody's living in the school of the wild. School of the wild, school of the wild. Everybody's living in the school of the wild.
I never know what clothes to wear, 'cause sometimes we have class at the ozone layer. Then send to the ocean for a gym with the shark. Then music in the meadow with the pies in law.
School of the wild, school of the wild. Everybody's living in the school of the wild. School of the wild, school of the
listen to a speech given by a rock. Or interview the insect living on your block.
School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild. School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild.
Sometimes things get a little rough, but with the jackals and the jaguars and the badger growl.
So the seahorse and the serval and the rabbits say, hush, you'll scare us away if you talk too much.
School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild. School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild.
Like the birds and the bugs and the big blue whale.
The scallops and the slugs and everything with a tail.
Be like them, get an educated child. Spend your days in the School of the Wild.
School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild. School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild. School of the Wild, School of the Wild. Everybody's living in the School of the Wild.
I'm Marcy Quivenin, a producer for the Children's Hour. Environmental Education of New Mexico is raising awareness about the benefits of learning outside. They want every kid to have access to environmental learning every day and in every way. The kids you're about to hear from tell us why it's important to make connections with nature for our spiritual, emotional, and physical growth. These kids use one word to describe how the outdoors makes them feel.
Tell me your word that you're feeling.
Amazed.
Amazed. How about you?
Flabbergasted.
Happy and excited.
Happy and excited.
Interested.
Interested.
In this segment, a group of kids talk about why outdoor learning is important.
Because it saves some plants and animals.
They got the sun outside and the sun gives you vitamin D.
Yes. Why is outdoor learning important to you?
Because you learn about it and you don't want to destroy it. Because nature's important. And nature needs to keep living.
Nature needs to keep living. I love it.
We learned about birds.
You learned about birds. Why is outdoor learning important?
Because you could help it. And you could like it, and then you like want to help it.
You want to help it. I love it. It's so important, sweetie.
Mama. Because we get to get outside and explore new things.
So important. Why is outdoor learning important, Sam?
Because we need to get moths and bees.
Moths and bees are important?
Yes.
Yeah?
And the sun.
And the sun. I love it.
Because if you run out of food, you can plant it if you know how to do it.
Very important. Excellent. Why is outdoor learning important?
For me, it's important because we need to let it grow so our brains could grow as well. It's also important because it's what makes life beautiful.
Love it. Liam, why is outdoor learning important?
Because if no one cared for outside, animals won't really live, plants would die.
Those were kids from a summer program organized by Environmental Education of New Mexico from Valencia County, New Mexico. In the background, Ketza. Many thanks to Marcy Krivenin for producing this piece. There is more to come right here on the Children's Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Environmental Education of New Mexico wants every kid in the state to have access to in-school and out-of-school outdoor opportunities. They say outdoor classrooms help kids gain the knowledge, skills, and curiosity to tackle social and environmental problems. Plus, there are lots of ways kids engage with the outdoors. They asked this group of Wild Friends students why learning outside is beneficial.
Outdoor classrooms allow students to be safer during what's happening right now, like the pandemic. They also encourage teachers to take their classes outside more and encourage students to learn while in an open environmental space.
The benefits of an outdoor classroom is that you'll enjoy the outdoors, you connect to nature, and teachers can also use nature for teaching.
An outdoor classroom is a learning space outside that promotes really the integration of our natural world into our already established academic curriculum. So really the overall point of an outdoor classroom is to take advantage of the natural world by using it, interacting with it, and essentially just being in it. So an outdoor classroom is any space outside that encourages that. So it could look as simple as, you know, chairs and desks and a whiteboard being moved outside, or really just being outside and learning from the outdoors without like the added supplies from an indoor classroom like desks or chairs.
Maybe you've been wanting to plant a garden at your house, but you don't have the time nor the effort to do it. But maybe at school you can go get the, and they have the seeds, they have the soil, and you can go and plant a garden.
Me.
That was Jazzy Ash with Be Outside. And before that, you heard Palo Colorado. I love the outdoors. The Bazillions way back when, On the Bright Side is the name of their CD with Outside. In the background, Crowander. We're thinking about learning outside. Every kid, every day, in every way.
You're listening to the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit dedicated to producing high-quality kids public radio. Learn more at childrenshour.org. New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Museum Hill in Santa Fe, New Mexico is where arts, culture, and nature converge. Plan your visit at museumhill.net. You can keep up with the Children's Hour by signing up for our monthly newsletter at childrenshour.org. Do you have an old car, boat, or motorcycle cluttering your yard? Learn how you can turn your unwanted vehicle into kids' public radio at childrenshour.org.
Hi, I love the Children's Hour because it's fun and you go to all sorts of different places. I'm Yoshi James from Australia.
Take the Children's Hour with you on your road trip. Find us at childrenshour.org or anywhere you listen to podcasts.